We begin the show today with something that caught my eye right out of the gate this morning. Like many colleges and universities, Loyola University New Orleans, which is my alma mater, for those who may not know, it is a private Jesuit university. Loyola University has a student-run government organization, and that student government organization recently had an opportunity to debate whether or not to officially recognize a campus chapter of Turning Point USA. That is Charlie Kirk's company. That is the organization that he ran. And Loyola University recently formed a chapter of Turning Point USA, as have lots of colleges and universities and even high schools in the area, in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. The student government at Loyola held a hearing about this. They heard the pitch from Turning Point USA representatives. They listened to students who opposed recognizing this chapter, and then they voted no. And that's just a process. That's just, there's no there there. I don't understand what the big noise and fury is about. It's a competition in the marketplace of ideas, and Turning Point USA lost. And that should be the end of the story for now, except that Louisiana's Republican leaders, including Governor Jeff Landry, Attorney General Liz Merle, the state Republican chair, the Louisiana Freedom Caucus, they are losing their minds about this. They're acting like Loyola just outlawed free speech. Now, let's be clear. Loyola is not banning anyone from talking. Nobody is being silenced. Nobody is being canceled. That the Turning Point USA chapter has already formed is notable. They are free to meet. They are free to engage other students. They are free to build a website or publish a podcast or hand out flyers or do whatever they want to do. The organization that officially represents Loyola students in campus affairs simply said, you know, guys, we took a look and you don't represent our values. You are off mission for this Jesuit university. You do not get the official Loyola University stamp of approval. I don't think that's a big deal at all. But now suddenly Governor Landry wants to investigate this. He's threatening to, quote, look into it and maybe even withhold funding. Funding that must be noticed doesn't even exist because Loyola is a private university. It doesn't get direct state money. Basically, all he can really do is cancel state scholarships, cancel scholarships for kids that had nothing to do with any of this. Jeff Landry wants to punish future students at Loyola because present day students at Loyola voted a way that he didn't like. And just give me a break, man. This is exactly what I was talking about yesterday. Just govern, man. Just do the work of being a governor, run the state, administer. Nobody needs or wants you to be our life coach, to get involved in every single aspect of our life. Nobody elected you to be our conscience or our moral compass. We have pastors. We have parents. We do not need the governor to try and take over that role. And that's part of what is just so backwards about all of it. These are the same people that claim to believe in the free market of ideas. Sounds good, right? Well, the students were the free market, and they decided that Turning Point USA isn't a good fit for them. So if you actually believe in free speech, then you have to accept it when people use their free speech to say no. You do not get to stomp your feet and cry and whine and demand to be accepted everywhere you go. That's that entitlement attitude that Jeff Landry and others like him cannot seem to hate hard enough when others are displaying it. The hypocrisy is mind-boggling. And here's another thing. I'll go a step further. Loyola's student government didn't just reject Turning Point USA because they're conservative. They rejected them because Turning Point USA's entire brand has become a vehicle for upholding and mainlining a very specific strain of white Christian supremacy that hurts people. Charlie Kirk made it cool to be a jerk. He got rich and famous teaching young conservatives that the way to win was to be a menace to other people who are just trying to live their lives in peace. Charlie Kirk has targeted queer people, black people, Jews, Muslims, professors, teachers, and those groups have every right not to give a stamp of approval to an official chapter on their campus. In this regard, Charlie Kirk was not a free speech warrior. That is a bully. So when Loyola students say, that's not in line with our Jesuit values of inclusion, compassion, and care for the marginalized, that is not cancel culture. That is moral clarity. That is a university community, a private university community, defining who it is and who it wants to be. And that's what makes this Loyola story so important. Zoom out a little bit, because this right here, this little tempest in a teapot, is a microcosm of the bigger fight that we're having in America right now. We are in a fight over who gets to decide what our values are. Do we trust the people to make their own decisions about this or not? Or do we hand that power over to politicians who seemingly only care about forcing their ideology down everyone else's throat, which is the same thing that they constantly complain is being done to them? Loyola students made their decision democratically, with transparency and with integrity, and the governor did not like the outcome, so he wants to change the rules. And he thinks that that's leadership. That's not leadership. That is cowardice. That is proof that you are afraid that your vision of what the world should be like will be rejected by the people who have to live in that world. So here's my message to Jeff Landry and everyone else who's clutching their pearls over Loyola's student vote. Free speech means that sometimes you lose the argument, man. And when that happens, you don't call the cops, you don't threaten the university, and you sure as hell do not weaponize the state government to avenge your fifis and punish a room full of 20-year-olds that had the audacity to say, no, this organization isn't a good fit for Loyola University New Orleans. When you lose that argument, regroup, reflect, learn from it, move on. The students at Loyola University, they just showed us how democracy actually works. And the least that our democratically elected governor could do is take notes. Would love to hear from you on this. The way to get involved in the show is the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line. That number is 504-260-1870. I'll read 100% of the texts that you sent in today. I'll reply to as many as I can. And the very best ones I'll read on the air. I don't have anybody else scheduled to speak with this hour, so it's just you and me. You know, get in touch. What do you make of all this? Did Jeff Landry go too far? Be right back after this.